FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We have landfall. Hurricane Idalia has come ashore near Keaton Beach, Florida, along the Big Bend, southeast of Tallahassee. Floridians being warned of a catastrophic storm surge, along with destructive winds.
The National Hurricane Center expects storm surge to reach up to 16 feet in some areas of the Big Bend region. That level of storm surge is life-threatening.
Governor Ron DeSantis, Sanibel Island resident Whitney Jones says he's riding it out, just as he did with previous storms.
I prefer sand and garden my life here.
He spoke with WZBN-TV. Hundreds of thousands of coastal residents did evacuate. In Hawaii, crews have pretty much finished searching for victims of the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century.
The official death toll stands at 115, but an unknown number of people remain missing. Police Chief John Pelletier.
We have a valid police report of 110 people.
More than 50 are open cases. So far, authorities have identified and notified the loved ones of 45 of those killed. Officials suggest responders likely have already recovered any remains recognizable as such, and they're shifting the response to focus on removing hazardous waste and making the area safe for residents to begin returning. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio is scheduled to be sentenced today for his role in the U.S. Capitol riot. He was not on hand for the unrest, but had been accused by the feds of helping to orchestrate it. Prosecutors pushing for a 33-year prison sentence. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 8 points and NASDAQ futures are off 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bible.
An Iranian weightlifter has been declared persona non grata by his country's sporting federation after talking to and having his picture taken with an Israeli competitor.
Iran's weightlifting federation said that the 40-year-old athlete would be banned for life from all sports facilities in the country. The federation also sacked the head of the team at a competition which took place last week. Iran bans its athletes from direct competition with Israelis. They've had to resort to various stratagems, including throwing games or feigning injury to avoid this. Some have refused to put up with the restriction and defected abroad.
That's a BBC Sebastian Usher. Gabon's president calls on his citizens to make noise after a coup attempt in the Central African country, saying that he was speaking from detention in his residence. Mutinous soldiers claim to have seized power to overturn the results of the presidential election. Townhall.com. The Biden administration has released its list of 10 prescription medicines that will be subject to the first-ever price negotiations by Medicare.
Drugs on the list include big-selling blood thinner Eliquis, diabetes treatment Jardiance, and 8 other medications. White House domestic policy advisor Neera Tanden.
These 10 drugs are taken by 9 million seniors. They cover chronic conditions like cancer, heart disease, arthritis, and diabetes.
The price negotiation process was authorized under the Inflation Reduction Act. However, any lower prices won't take effect for 3 years, and the plan already faces lawsuits from drug makers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian officials accuse Ukraine of launching what appears to be the biggest nighttime drone attack on Russian soil since the war began 18 months ago. Meanwhile, the Russians have launched a major attack on Kiev. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The Bida Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. Welcome all bicyclists for the Flambeau 40 Labor Day Bike Race. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. At the Capitol, the status of Wisconsin's chief elections officer remains in doubt.
A public hearing on Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf opened with Beloit Democrat Mark Spreitzer arguing there was no nomination for the Senate committee to vote on.
So I make a point of order that this nomination is not properly before us.
Committee Chair Germantown Republican Dan Knodel rejected the opinion by attorneys for the legislature.
And they're just that. They are opinions. This is not a court of law.
After hours of comment in support and opposition to Wolf's continued tenure at WEC, Knodel said he hasn't decided to hold a vote, which would likely push the matter into the courts. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State Assembly Republicans are taking another try at major tax cuts.
$3 billion in cuts were introduced on Tuesday, and Representative Mark Bourne says they target retirees and the middle class.
This is something that I think is a really important opportunity for Wisconsin to be more competitive with other states, especially our neighbor to the south.
Republicans are also proposing a constitutional amendment that would require two-thirds votes in the legislature on any bill that would raise taxes. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Man convicted for a fatal 2022 shooting at a downtown Milwaukee nightclub will spend decades in prison. Jordan Tate was found guilty in July on charges connected to a triple shooting the Brownstone Social Lounge in February of last year. That incident took the life of 31-year-old Crystal Tucker and wounded two bouncers at the club. Prosecutors say the 26-year-old Tate opened fire after he was told he wasn't old enough to be in the age-restricted bar. Tuesday, a Milwaukee County judge sentenced Tate to 40 years in prison and an additional 16 years of extended supervision. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
The body of a missing angler has been found on a northwest Wisconsin lake.
The man went missing while fishing on the Chippewa Flowage in Sawyer County on Friday. Sheriff Doug Morotek said the deceased is 74-year-old Lowell H. Teske of Winter. Teske's fishing boat was found empty, floating near Cedar Swamp Island on Friday afternoon, prompting aerial and water searches all weekend. Teske's body was found in the water Monday morning. Local authorities and the Wisconsin DNR are investigating. I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a legendary Milwaukee hotel receives a unique honor. The Pfister Hotel was named as one of the 10 best historic hotels in the U.S. A list from USA Today placed the downtown Milwaukee hotel at number 6. The national newspaper says the Pfister, which is currently the home of the largest collection of American Victorian art, was once known as the Grand Hotel of the West and was the first hotel in the country to have a separate thermostat in each room. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Cecil Frank Bishop, age 84 years, was reunited with the love of his life, Bertha May Bishop, on August 23rd in Phillips. Cecil is survived by his daughters and their families, Michelle Kelly and Ida Kinsley. Survived also by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, by his sister, Yvonne Rusk, and by many nieces and nephews and their extended families. There will be no formal service, but a potluck end of life is being planned on Saturday, September 2nd, noon to 4, with food, drink, music, cards, and memories at 4191N Slattery Road in Winter. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cecil Frank Bishop, 84. Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95, a longtime resident of Iron River and Ashland, passed away peacefully at his home while surrounded by his loving family. He is survived by his children, Dwayne Fox, by Anna Fox, by Forrest Fox, Gary Fox, Gail Fox Anderson, Cindy Martino Vaughn, along with 13 grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Survived also by his sister, Edna Bunnell and Barbara Bauer, by his brother, Harvey Thomas Fox, and by his sister-in-law and numerous nieces and nephews. Visitation held at the Roberts Funeral Home located in Ashland, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, August 29th. A graveside and military honor will begin 11 a.m. Wednesday, August 30th at the Iron River Cemetery. The Roberts Funeral Home of Ashland is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95. Wayne Morose of Morosestead, Wisconsin, age 67, passed away unexpectedly in his sleep on August 23rd. Wayne is survived by his loving wife of 39 years, Janice Morose, by their son, Michael Morose of Sherwood, by his six siblings, Ron Morose, Jerry Skins Morose, Dennis Grubby Morose, by Nancy Wolfel, by Rick Morose, and by Judy Hyde. Survived also by his brothers and sisters-in-law, along with numerous nieces, nephews, grandnephews, grandnieces, cousins, and friends. A celebration of life will be held at the Lazy Ace Saloon, Manitowish, Wisconsin, the afternoon of September 10th, beginning at 1 p.m. It will be an informal, open house-style event held in the concert tent. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Wayne Morose, age 67. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Saving money in your next exterior stain project with 11% off everything at Menards. Try Cabot Premium Stains and Finishes for unbeatable quality and protection against weathering for your exterior wood surfaces. Australian Timber Oil provides translucent, rich color and dimension to decks, siding, railings, and outdoor furniture. A gallon of Australian Timber Oil is $49.98, plus save 11%. Good through September 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
21 Days of Beauty. 21 days with daily beauty steals of up to 50% off. 21 days of slay. 21 days of yay. 21 days of are you kidding me right now? Beauty's biggest event is on now till September 16th at Ulta Beauty. Discover irresistible deals on must-have brands like IT Cosmetics and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, new launches from Pat McGrath Labs. Shop in-store, online, or pick up today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Besides that super full blue moon happening tonight, we have some hunting seasons happening this upcoming Friday as we turn the calendar page to September. The hunting seasons that are opening on Friday are morning dove, early Canada goose, early teal, and rail, snipe, and common gallinule. The morning dove bird is the most abundant bird in North America, estimated to be at about 350 million for a population. And in Wisconsin, about 10,000 people hunt each year on average, and we harvest about 70,000 mourning doves. Across the country, about 20 million mourning doves are harvested, so it's a very big sport. Mourning dove habitat includes open fields with some grains and seeds to eat, as well as water and trees for nesting. So good luck this weekend. We've got a major fish feeding period happening today from 11 to 1. The minor is 5:15 until 6:15 this evening. And then, of course, we have that super full moon tonight, which is called a blue moon because it's the second full moon of the month. And they're calling it a super moon because the orbit of the moon around us is a little closer to us right now than average. So it's a small percentage brighter and bigger. Our sunrise time this morning here in Park Falls happened at 6:19. Our sun will set at 7:46, and the moon rises this evening at 8 o'clock. Weather-wise, we can expect a beautiful day after a cool, cold morning, almost, I guess we could say, with our high today at around 72. Winds are light. They develop out of the southeast this afternoon. Tonight's skies are clear with a low at 47. Tomorrow it's sunny. Our highs up to 77. South winds develop at around 5 to 15 miles an hour. Could be a touch more in the afternoon. It's a bit breezy on Friday with partly sunny skies. Our highs up to 82. South winds are at 12 to 20 plus miles an hour. And it's breezy and quite hot for the weekend, but not more than moderately humid. And so that makes it a great summer weekend coming up with highs closer to 90 on Saturday and generally around 90 to 94 for Sunday and Labor Day. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotik.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with highs working up to 70. Lover wind staying light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, ample amounts of sunshine in the mid-70s for high temperatures. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy up to a high of 80. Saturday, partial sunshine, we'll have mid-80s for high temperatures. Even some lower 90s making a return on Sunday, still sunny and dry weather conditions. And for your Labor Day Monday, highs reach 90. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 39.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Labor Day weekend, you can find all the fun at the Glidden Area Community Fair starting Saturday, September 2nd at 9 a.m. with a fun day of softball, fair exhibits, a historical museum, noon to 6 p.m. It's the corn roast, kitty rides, and raffles along with great concessions. All your favorite beverages, quarter bingo, and at 3 p.m. join in on the frozen t-shirt contest for all ages. At noon, take in the horse pull, and at 4:30 p.m. it's big money bingo. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair at Marion Park in beautiful Glidden, Wisconsin.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Baltimore Orioles maintain a 2.5-game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays in the AL East, scoring late to beat the Chicago White Sox.
Anthony Santander's 3-run double in the bottom of the 7th inning broke a 1-1 tie, and the Orioles went on to beat the White Sox 9-3. The Orioles added 5 more in the 8th inning to put the game away. Santander had an RBI hit in that inning. Ryan McKenna had 2 hits and 2 RBI. Austin Hayes had 2 hits and scored a run. He says Santander has been clutch all year.
Like the ball tonight, he fought it off to the right side. He just finds a way to come in clutch when we battle to get guys on base, and given that opportunity, more times than not, he comes through for us.
Danny Coulomb got the win in relief. Aaron Bummer suffered the loss. Craig Heist, Baltimore.
Other American League winners included the New York Yankees, Houston, Cleveland, and Oakland. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball in the National League, last night winners were the Chicago Cubs, St. Louis, Atlanta, San Francisco, and the LA Dodgers. Interleague winners included Philadelphia, Texas, Tampa Bay, Washington, and Pittsburgh. NFL news, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has made the 53-player cut. The moment marks the biggest milestone in Hamlin's bid to resume his football career after a near-death experience during a game at Cincinnati in January. In tennis, Venus Williams' 100th career U.S. Open match produced her most lopsided loss at the Grand Slam tournament, where she won the trophy in 2000 and 2001. The 43-year-old Williams was eliminated 6-1, 6-1 by Belgian qualifier Griet Minnen at Arthur Ashe Stadium in the first round last night. And in golf, Zach Johnson has chosen Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers trimmed their roster to 53 players by the Tuesday deadline, but there's still more to do as the team returns to practice today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers must still sign a long snapper and will likely be scanning the waiver wire for added depth at tight end and defensive back. Former Badger Jonathan Taylor remains a member of the Indianapolis Colts after they couldn't find a trade partner for him. He remains on the physically unable to perform list and is ineligible to play in at least the first four games of the season. Brewers' nine-game win streak came to an end last night, falling 1-0 to the Cubs at Wrigley. The Cubs scored the only run of the game via the infield groundout in the first inning. Justin Steele tossing six scoreless innings for his 15th win of the season. He out-dueled Brewers ace Corbin Burnes, who tossed seven innings of one-run ball but took the loss. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
We did a good job against Steele the first three innings. The first inning, I thought Willie has a great at-bat, and then the line out, unfortunate. And then we had action against him and multiple runners on and couldn't get the next hit. And then on the other side, Corbin was great. I mean, he pitched out of some jams. Bryce played a heck of a game on defense, and Corbin made some huge pitches.
Brewers lead back to four games over the Cubs in the Central, with the rubber game of the series coming this afternoon. Brandon Woodruff facing Kyle Hendricks in the pitching matchup. Cincinnati fell seven games back of the Brewers after falling to the Giants 6-1. San Francisco's Alex Cobb fell one out short of a no-hitter in that one. Midwest League Wisconsin Timber Rattlers extended their win streak to three games. They blanked Beloit 5-0. Bucks signed former NBA first-round draft pick Ty Washington to a two-way contract. The guard was the 29th overall pick by Memphis in the 2022 draft. U.S. captain Zach Johnson filling out his Ryder Cup team with six captain's picks: Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, and Sam Burns. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some other local sports information, we had volleyball action last night as the Logger volleyball team, the varsity team, they competed at the Northland Pines Quad last night. The Loggers opened up over Three Lakes, 25-23, 25-17. In round two, the Loggers then defeated the host Northland Pines, 25-15 and 25-17. And then in their final match, the Loggers a 2-0 win over the Florence Bobcats, 25-12 and 25-12. Leading the way statistically for the Logger volleyball was Allie Williams with 20 assists and Casey Egerbrecht with 41. On attack kills, it was Matea Eckert with 22, Brooke Eckert with 20. You had Ileana Winter with 12, Hallie Lehman with 9. And in digs, Casey Egerbrecht had 25, Lily Miller had 20. The Logger volleyball team will host the Washburn Castle Guards coming up on Thursday. JV at 5:30. The varsity will get going at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. The Bruce Cross Country Invitational was held yesterday. On the boys' side, it was Isaac Dickinson out of Solon Springs was the meet champion. The top runners for Phillips and Shawamigan in the top 20, Gavin Esterholm of Phillips second, Maverick Hoagland of Phillips coming in third, Arlo Behrens of Phillips coming in eighth place. It was Jaden Nosker finishing in 16th for Shawamigan, Cooper Mikulski in 17th, Julian Ellingen of Phillips finishing in 18th, and James Vollendorf of Phillips in 19th. That was on the boys' side, and the Phillips boys, they win the 11-team meet with a total of 45. Solon Springs Northwoods in second, Cameron third, Cadott fourth, Drummond fifth, Shawamigan coming in sixth place. On the girls' side, Autumn Mikulski, the individual champion at the Bruce Invite, finishing first. Meredith Murlock of Phillips finishing in fifth. Leah Harper of Phillips in seventh place. It was Addison Boblick of Shawamigan in eighth place. Sarah Knack of Phillips finishing in 10th. Other top 20 finishers include Addie Gabay in 17th out of Phillips, and Maddie Ernst of Shawamigan finishing in 19th place. Team-wise, the Phillips girls complete the sweep. They win the team competition with 52, edging out Cameron with 54, Shawamigan in third with 73. There were seven teams competing on the girls' side. Middle school top finishers included Josh Edwards of Phillips in first place on the middle school side, Nick Pesco of Phillips finishing in fourth, Shawamigan's Bennett Brunell finishing in fifth place, Christopher Parker of Phillips in eighth place. It was Matt Hertreiter of Shawamigan finishing in 12th place, Chase Schmidt of Phillips in 14th, and Phillips Finn McArdle in 16th. Some of the top 20 runners on the middle school side. And taking a look at the girls, that's it, I guess. We do have some other stuff we'll share during Reality Radio. Kind of got all run together here. We've got football action coming up for you tomorrow. The Shawamigan football team will travel to Shell Lake for a Thursday night game, and that'll be a 6 o'clock start. We'll have it for you here. And Phillips football Friday night as they host Clayton at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Our 98QCountry.com sports tab is back up and functioning again, so you can check out details of all of the cross-country runners and other area sports info, 98QCountry.com, under that sports tab. And that's a check of your 98Q sports.
Married a woman who loves to camp, and I am what you would call indoorsy. I'm surprised we can still get people to camp. Hey, want to burn a couple of vacation days sleeping on the ground outside? No. What if I told you to get to crap standing up in the woods? I still wouldn't want to go. You'll wake up freezing, covered in a rash. All right, I'll go. My wife always brings up, camping's a tradition in my family. Hey, it was a tradition in everyone's family till we came up with the house. My parents never took me camping. You know why? Because they loved me. If it's so great outside, why are all the bugs trying to get in my house?
Are you concerned about your child being bullied at school? I can help. I'm Bob of Bob's Bigger Bullies. I got guys here the size of dump trucks who will accompany your kid and pound the ever-loving spit out of any other kid who tries to bully yours. Everyone knows a bully's nothing but a coward who will fold like a cheap suit the minute somebody bigger stands up to him. Which is all those little pipsqueaks understand anyway. So come to Bob's Bigger Bullies and choose from our fine selection of WWF wrestlers, UFC fighters, or my friend Tiny here. Say hi, Tiny.
Yo.
Call Bob's Bigger Bullies. Bullying the bullies since, well, before school this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I love you guys.
That was the best show ever. I listen to it every morning.
We're having fun.
98Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me. Made a fall.
Sundays and online at 98qcountry.com.
Girl, I'm glad you called. I first heard you talk. Took me a second cause I couldn't hear you draw. And that don't sound like you. Oh, that don't sound like you. I know it's been a while. I don't mean to pry, but when I asked you if you happy, I didn't hear a smile. And that don't sound like you. No, that ain't the girl I knew. You always sounded like. Cause I couldn't hear your draw.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Rip my heart right out my chest, girl.
lot of new country artists coming out lately. That's Nate Smith. It's called World on Fire. And it kind of hits home a little more than what we like. 7:43 at 17 before 8. Joel here. Austin is here showing somewhat some interest in the morning show.
Just a little bit.
How are we doing, Austin?
Doing pretty good.
All right.
Happy it warmed up.
Well, it went warmed up from 39. What is it now? 42?
Probably something like that.
A refreshing morning. You're going to be begging. You're going to be begging for this cool weather on Sunday when it's 95. Maybe not.
Probably not. I don't like the cold.
Yeah, well, it's a 39-degree overnight low in August is not too common, and much cooler in the low, ooh, you low outlying scoundrels. I show 38 right now in Park Falls. Is that right?
Did it actually drop? Mine to update.
Did it drop a couple of degrees, or is my phone just not doing what it's supposed to do here?
Yeah, mine still says 39.
All right. We'll call it 72 is our forecasted high for today. We got Hurricane Idalia, which is hitting the Florida area. The latest on that is it is a Category 3 storm right now. Could go up to a Category 4 storm. I was on a Zoom call yesterday with a lady from our company who was in Florida, and she was packed and ready to go. She was going somewhere else. So Hurricane Idalia is pounding Florida's Big Bend with intense winds and powerful storms. And for some storm chasers, it's getting to be a little bit too much even for them. There's some people, of course, this is what they do. They're in the eye of the storm, and they are tracking whatever, and they've watched Twister way too many times, probably. But that's what they do. And, of course, every time we have a storm like this, okay, I'll set the this is what it would be like if we had a 98Q country reporter at Hurricane Idalia, okay? So you just start talking. You pretend you're on the beach, okay? You pretend you're on the beach and start talking about the hurricane, okay? Go ahead.
All righty. Well, we're standing here at the beach, and I'm looking around. I'm seeing
here. Thank you, Bob, for that report from Hurricane.
And you just hear like muffled screaming. He just goes blown away.
It's all you hear. It may not have been appropriate, but yesterday when we wrapped up the Zoom call with the lady who was in the path of the storm and was getting ready to head somewhere safe, I told her. After I said it, I thought maybe it was in bad taste. I said, and this is the first time I'd ever met her. I said, so I just want to give you a little words of wisdom. I said, in the words of Blue Collar Comedy's Ron White, I said, just remember, it's not that the wind is blowing. It's what the wind is blowing. And she didn't really laugh that much.
In this case, what the wind is blowing might be your neighbor's Kia.
She didn't laugh very hard. And I thought to myself, ooh, maybe I don't get the hurricane intensity.
You haven't reached
here.
That level yet.
Yeah, because we don't get that up here. I mean, we get two feet of snow and a little blizzard. And
that would make Florida quake in terror, but a hurricane's nothing to them at this point.
Yeah.
But to us, it would be the end of the world.
I just don't know if I could live somewhere where yearly you've got to just leave. I mean, how often up here do we ever have to just, I'm sorry, sir, ma'am, you have to leave the area.
I honestly don't think I've ever heard of a time when anybody was evacuated around here, really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it won't happen someday due to whatever, but...
You never know.
But
I don't know, maybe like a fire or something would come through.
You live in Florida, you're probably at least once a year going to have to pack up and go somewhere.
Yeah, and then pray to God that your house is still there when you get back.
Yeah, I mean, there's parts of Florida that just... They're just...
Clearly, people were not meant to live there. We're packing millions into there.
They weren't meant to live there.
Nature is telling you to leave, yeah, and we just keep coming back.
But like people down there will say, it says, well, it's just a beautiful place 99% of the other time. Well,
that 1% kind of dampens it.
1% of death just seems to put a little bit of a damper on it, yeah. But so hopefully all will be okay down there in Florida as they deal with the Category 3, maybe a Category 4. Hurricane Idalia. Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and pretty much everybody else is now rolling out the pumpkin spice products as we get ready for the fall season.
Yeah, I heard, I saw somebody celebrating that on Twitter, and I was just thinking, oh, dear God, here we go.
Are you a pumpkin? Do you, first of all, do you like pumpkin? Do you like pumpkin pie? Do you
I
like,
love pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. So how about the pumpkin spice coffee or anything like that stuff?
I haven't had pumpkin spice coffee very often. I think I've only had it a couple times in my life, and I thought it was okay.
Yeah, as long as you don't go crazy with the sweetener on it.
Just as long as it's not insanely sweet, it's okay.
Yeah, so it's a good thing they're rolling it out. It's just in time because, you know, parts of our country are starting to cool down into the low 90s now. So just in time.
People can step outside again without boiling internally.
Yeah, exactly. Labor Day is coming up on Monday, which signals for most the end of summer. Some people up here will actually close down their cabins. Until deer hunting or maybe until spring because it's just hard if you have a family and stuff to make it back up here again. Mm-hmm. But we know better than that. Most people up here, their summer cabins double as a hunting shack.
Yeah.
For most people. They'll be back up.
People build them like that on purpose.
That's right. So with global warming, of course, the end of summer, we don't have to worry about that until probably like Thanksgiving, really.
Probably, honestly.
That's what they're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
We've got a lot of stuff going on around the area that we're going to talk about during Reality Radio. One of them is the Glidden Community Fair. And they got their big street dance going on Friday and then big events. If you haven't been to Glidden lately, the Marion Park area, with the beautiful historic building there in Marion Park, I think is one of the cooler settings for a small town festival. The round, I don't call it the barn, but the round facility there that all the crafters and stuff are in, it really is a neat, and it's off the beaten path off Highway 13. So unless you veer off and go look at it. Most people don't see it. It really is.
Marion Best Park. Of luck finding parking there, though, once everything gets kicked up.
Yeah, you just got to park a couple streets away and meander your way up there. So
Glidden's not that big of a town.
I think you'll be all right.
You can walk a little ways. You'll be okay.
Park in Mellon, walk to Glidden, whatever.
It ain't that far. Stone's throw.
We've all done it. So that's going on in Glidden this weekend. And then, of course, Prentice has Progress Days going on for folks in the southern part of our Price County listening area, Prentice Progress Days.
I believe Glidden and Prentice Progress Days both have a car show as well.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Both have car shows. So Google that and they'll bring up all the list of activities that are going on. That's just a small sampling of things that are going on around the area. We will be bringing you some Brewers this weekend, some local football. Packers do not play. They are off until their opener, which will be a week from Sunday. So I'll be over in Shell Lake tomorrow night to bring you Shawamigan, Butternut, Mercer, Co-op football, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And then Jeff and Scott and the boys will be at Logger Camp to bring you Phillips hosting Clayton Friday night at 7 o'clock. All right. What are you going to do Labor Day weekend? Anything intense? Anything?
Not particularly. Just going to hang out. Yeah. Probably get some college work done.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you liking the online college world so far?
It's pretty good, honestly. I mean, with only 4 classes, the workload isn't absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And the classes, a lot of times, they'll just give you their entire week of work and just let you go for the week.
Oh, yeah?
Which I like. It's not like you have to be there at a certain time every day. It's just do it when you can.
It's kind of like real life. You're kind of obligated, taking the responsibility of getting this done, time managing.
Pretty much, you're treated like an adult, essentially.
Yeah, you're time managing through the week to get this stuff done, yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense. Mm. We will get to our weather, which is just going to get gradually warmer. And it's like putting your oven on heat up mode, where it goes from just normal, what it is right now, and then it's just going to gradually heat and heat and heat. And by Sunday, you'll be cooking burgers on the sidewalk. So it's going to get hot.
Make sure you power wash the sidewalk beforehand, though.
95 is what they're saying it could be on Sunday. More on that weather coming up.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
Whether you own a local business
or a global one. You know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now, 50% off everything is yours for a limited time at Banana Republic Factory. Explore the fall premiere event today to save on elevated essentials for the season. Only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
The Glidden Area Ambulance Service and the Glidden Fire Department invite you to come on out for the third annual street dance and fundraiser. It's Friday, September 1st. Starting at 4 p.m., enjoy the Brock feed and some easy listening live music by Relative Theory. Then from 8 to midnight, dance to the rock band Contradiction. Come on out, enjoy a cold beverage, and enjoy these organizations' fundraiser for the ambulance service and the local fire department. For more information, call 608-738-2289. Check them out on Facebook, Glidden Area Ambulance Service. We'll see you in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, September the 1st.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on all your school essentials, from notebooks to markers. Save on everything you need for travel, like luggage, portable tech, and travel-sized personal items. Plus, save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now at Staples, you can save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round, with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty.
Hi, Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Pretty good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing okay. I'm just calling you up, see if you got any news, any neighborhood news that you'd want to share with us today.
I sure do. I have a cabin tucked among mixed hardwoods and evergreens on 25 acres on Blockhouse Lake Road. Joel, the 2x6 exterior framed home boasts a full walkout poured basement with family room, bathroom, and storage room. Upstairs features a large living room, kitchen, dining room, two bedrooms, and a bath. The exterior is LP smart siding, composition shingles, and upper and lower level screen porches and deck. The bunkhouse is an additional unique insulated building just for fun. It has a bar, additional seating, and screened-in porch. National Forest borders two sides, and State Land, which is part of the Turtle Flambeau Scenic Waters area, is a mile to the west. It's a must-see, Joel.
All right. Very good. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Lori, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty, they sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with highs working up to 70. We'll have our wind staying light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, ample amounts of sunshine in the mid-70s for high temperatures. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy up to a high of 80. Saturday, partial sunshine, we'll have mid-80s for high temperatures. Even some lower 90s making a return on Sunday, still sunny and dry weather conditions. And for your Labor Day Monday, highs reach 90. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 40 degrees.
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.